USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Remember in November midterm elections less than 100 days away, voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries for key offices today. And in the case of Kansas, decide whether the state constitution protects the unborn baby or the mother's right to destroy the life. The United States killed the leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zahari, in a successful counterterrorism operation that took place in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend. President Biden on the drone strike.
For decades, he was the mastermind behind attacks against Americans, including the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000. He played a key role in the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens.
Osama bin Laden's right-hand man, he was also responsible for 9/11. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
One lawmaker calls Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan grandstanding and a free trip that you are paying for. Representative Daryl Issa, the Republican from California, he's on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and explains to Newsmax.
This is a going out of business sale for the outgoing speaker. You know, she couldn't take her husband with her. He's otherwise unavailable. But her plan was to get the family, get in your jet, paid for by the taxpayers, and make this this sort of run around while she's still number three. I have to be candid. If she wanted to make a statement about the people of Taiwan, the free and independent and democratic people of Taiwan, there are lots of ways to do it. You can continue supporting them militarily and in military sales. You can send delegations. You can do a lot of things she hasn't done. This is grandstanding, and it's a shame.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, for his career has been a proponent of not raising taxes during inflation. Now that the United States is officially in a recession, he's jumping on board to spend a ton of money that numerous watchdog outlets say need to raise taxes that include those earning less than $400,000 a year. The about-face comes after a meeting with Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer in a closed-door meeting that neither man will disclose what happened. The Tax Foundation and Americans for Tax Reform both say taxes will increase with the Democrat spending bill. Manchin on Fox News defends himself with denials.
They're wrong. It does not raise taxes, and I've said this before. I said all we did was close loopholes, if you heard. First of all, in 2017, the tax rate, corporate tax rate, was 35%. It went from 35 to 21, 14% reduction. And when that did, everyone said, oh my goodness, this is tremendous. All we're doing is basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country. That's all. I don't think anyone in West Virginia thought that anyone could get by with not paying at least their 21%. So we did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes. That's all we did. I made sure there was no tax increases in this whatsoever.
As the United Kingdom looks to replace Boris Johnson after his resignation, Liz Truss, a right-wing politician of the Conservative Party, is currently the favorite to become Britain's next prime minister. The 47-year-old entered Parliament in 2010. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.